News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
It's 8:15 on News Talk Breakfast. A convicted rapist who threatened and harassed three female Sunday World journalists has been jailed for 11 years. 53-year-old Mark McEnough has pleaded guilty to harassment of Nicola Tallant, Amanda Brunker and Deirdre Reynolds in various states in October of 2023. Deirdre Reynolds, columnist with the Sunday World, is on the line. Morning, Deirdre.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
What's your reaction to this sentence, which is a pretty significant sentence?
I was actually gobsmacked, to be honest with you, when we were sitting in the court. I mean, I went along yesterday morning, but first of all, not even necessarily confident that that he was going to be sentenced, because I suppose, as you say, it's been trundling on for kind of 2 years now at this stage, and we've had a few false starts. But so even as I was driving there, I was kind of mentally preparing myself, saying, well, look, this boy will probably get 2 years. And he might even walk today. Like, that was my worst case scenario. And so then when he got essentially the maximum sentence that he could get in all three complaints, I really was shocked. I mean, happy, obviously, with the outcome.
The impact of this campaign, and it was a campaign against the three of you, was significant. What was your reaction when you started getting these messages?
I suppose at first, because as you both know yourselves, you know, you get a lot of correspondence as a journalist, and especially as a female journalist, you get a lot of correspondence. I mean, good and bad, obviously. But this definitely kind of crossed a line from, say, online trolling into then what kind of culminated in death threats. So that there were kind of red flags all over the emails originally. So, like, this is literally the first time in my life that I've ever reported anything like this to the guards. Like, especially in tabloid journalism, I mean, a lot of the time we kind of laugh off maybe a lot of things that we shouldn't laugh off, and we kind of normalise things that aren't really normal. And it's funny, like, it's only since yesterday, really, that it's kind of hit me, I suppose, because I've been getting messages from people kind of saying, well done, or that was a terrible ordeal. And I'm kind of going, actually, it was, you know, when I think about it, it really was. But I suppose I was kind of not thinking about it up to then.
There was an escalation, and we heard that in the evidence yesterday. But what struck me was the three of you, Nicola obviously does the crime beat, you're on features, Amanda is a columnist, three very different types of reporters. The only thing that you had in common were that you were women.
Yeah, and I suppose originally when I reported, I didn't know that this man had a long history of crime against women, violence against women, that kind of ranged from rape to kidnap. And he attacked a woman in her own house with a knife. And this was both in the UK and Ireland. So, you know, I wasn't kind of aware of that from the outset. And I suppose naively, I thought maybe he'll just get a little slap on the knuckles and he'll scuttle off and won't do it again. But obviously, when he turned up at our office, then it became apparent that he wasn't a spoofer, I suppose, and he was capable of carrying out these threats. The most serious one, I suppose, being to me that he would pump me full of bullets.
One of the things that struck me as well was that when the guards arrested him, he was sitting opposite the Sunday World offices, and he was actually writing an email at that point. You know, it's easy to say, yeah, look, write it off, cranks, leave them alone. But the message here, I suppose, is if you are a victim here, you were a journalist, there are other victims of other men as well, you have to report it.
Yeah, and like, to be honest, I read a headline this morning, you know, about victim says, you know, glad he's off the streets. And I had to do a double take on it before I said, God, that's actually me they're talking about. I said that yesterday. I'm a victim of this man, because I suppose I'm conscious that he has other, I'm not saying there's one victim greater than the other, but, you know, he has other victims out there that he did, that it wasn't just a threat, that he carried out these awful, awful actions on. So I was thinking of those yesterday as well. But yeah, I suppose the message for the younger female journalists is that, like, it was different when I started out. Like, I'm not that long in the business, but, you know, I'm up to 20 years now at this stage. But when we started out, somebody had to either email you or they had to sit down and write you, you know, a famed green ink letter. Now they can get at you sort of 24/7, 365 degrees kind of thing. So, you know, they can come at you on Instagram, Twitter, any of those ways. But I mean, it is a different, as I say, I'm kind of wary not to conflate sort of online trolling with this sort of harassment.
No, but this was next level stuff. And I know Nicola and I know Amanda better than I know you, Deirdre, but I know that all three of you, you're tough cookies. But this must have been a very frightening experience for you, particularly when you heard the background of McEnough.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, you don't need to be told Nicola has balls of steel, like, more than the rest of us, and she works with them seriously, or she encounters some seriously hardened criminals. I, as you said at the top of the segment, I'm a features creature. So, you know, I'm more used to kind of writing about Mormon wives or maybe, you know, Macron Slapgate or something like that. So it is totally beyond my wheelhouse. So, yeah, it has caused me a lot of anxiety, I suppose, maybe more than I wanted to acknowledge over the last couple of years.
Deirdre Reynolds, columnist with the Sunday World, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Mark McEnough starting an 11-year prison sentence for that campaign of harassment of Deirdre and her colleagues Nicola and Amanda. If you've been impacted by that in any way and you need to talk to somebody, Women's Aid is available 24 hours a day at their helpline 1-800-341-900. Kira,
I have no doubt those women were very frightened. You couldn't not be.
He was there. He was literally sitting in an office, in a coffee shop opposite the office when he was arrested. It's a horrifying story.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.